News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Restaurant news of the week, and we've got some great awards for some local breweries, too. We check in with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com, with all the info. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, restaurant news. Let's talk about Saucy Brew Works. Great establishment, good restaurateurs, and as you have in a piece at cleveland.com pointed out, they're expanding in Columbus, and they're actually taking over the establishment that Urban Meyer has been involved with, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with the state of the industry, the craft brewing industry now, we're seeing one of two things. We're seeing either a contraction and issues and closures and things like that, or we're seeing the flip side of that, and that's more of an ambitious, steady growth plan. Saucy Brew Works, based in Cleveland, definitely part of the latter. They have just inked the deal to take over Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin, that's right outside of Columbus. The bar has more than three dozen taps. They've got everything from craft beer to the pedestrian lagers, and things are pretty much going to stay that way. I talked to Brent Zimmerman of Saucy recently. He said they're probably going to be adding their pizza. Saucy makes great thin crust pizza.
Yeah.
They're going to be adding that down the line, and they will, of course, add their beers as well. Everything else should pretty much stay the same, but it sounds like they have a good relationship with the business partnership group that runs the brewery now, or excuse me, the bar. And the other fun part of this is Urban Meyer will remain active in a lot of the promotional events and the marketing for the bar. I love the fact that there is a room in the bar called the 7-0 room, which of course is named after Urban Meyer's record at Ohio State versus Michigan. I got a real kick out of that. So it's neat to see this expansion. It helps the owners there. They can concentrate on some other businesses they have in the short north. Saucy has done a nice job of expanding both their coffee houses as well as their brew pubs throughout the area. And they're branching out a bit. So good news for Saucy taking over Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin, Ohio.
They have been good operators, and let's hope all the best and success there in Dublin with that new relationship. Mark Bona covering restaurant beer news, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Loved Moxie. I think most of us did on the east side. Had a great run for some 20 years. And here's some big news. It's coming back, huh?
It really is. This was a very popular restaurant in Beechwood. It is coming back in a different and smaller location. Of course, this was run by Brad Friedlander, who is now reviving it with a new and younger business partner, Michael Dubois. They're taking over the spot that was Aurelia Honest Food and Drink. Very cozy little place that lasted 5 years. James Balchik was the chef owner there, did a very nice job with it, but the timing was right. A little bittersweet for Chef Balchik, but he's had some health problems. Things were a little slower, and he's saying, look, this is time to turn the page. We're closing one chapter. We're going to see what the next one brings. Smaller location. Friedlander can't wait to get in this. And a few months ago, he opened Lopez's Mexican restaurant, also in Chagrin Falls, and that's only about a mile away. So Brad Friedlander back with Moxie, an old favorite in Chagrin Falls. They're hoping to open this, by the way, probably before June. They don't have that much to do. This place was in good shape physically, and they'll just make a few changes along the way. So this ought to be interesting. Moxie, I guess you can call it 2.0.
There you go. Look forward to the menu and maybe a few new twists and turns with a new 2.0 for Moxie. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. All right, get out here on some beer news and some great recognition with local breweries at the World Beer Cup Awards, huh?
Yeah, this is another good one. I love paying attention to how national media or national competition treats Ohio breweries or restaurants or chefs, especially Northeast Ohio. 8 Ohio breweries earned 10 awards in the World Beer Cup. This is a very big deal when you think about not only the number of beers, more than 9,300 beers were judged, but the number of style categories within craft beer. More than it was 110 different categories. That's really mind-boggling. More than 2,000 breweries from 50 countries entered. And like I said, a really nice showing from the state of Ohio. 8 breweries win 10 awards. Of those 8, 3 are right here in Northeast Ohio. Fatheads Brewery, absolutely a champion, a consistent champion across the board in really any competition they ever enter, it seems like, won 2 golds and a silver. So they hit the hat trick there nicely. Market Garden Brewery won for their Prosperity Wheat. This is an excellent, really well-done wheat beer from Andy DeVikram and his staff. And Masthead Brewing Company won for a very unique beer, a jalapeno IPA. They've really dialed that one in, and that one in its category as well. So really, hat tip, hats off to all the Ohio breweries who won. I've got a list of all the other breweries who won and for which beers they won, but especially for the local breweries winning in the annual World Beer Cup competition.
A lot of good stories. Mark Bone of Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on social media as well, posting information on restaurant beers and wine always. Mark Bona. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.